shit.
Okay, we're just going through them. Let's start over here.
Okay. First comment is on BS1. Nice.
Yeah, I like the website me, the we me. You're getting the W's. I like it. The reflections and emotions. I'd like to almost have a, we'll have a sit down conversation on doing up the logo.
Yeah, I don't like our logo much. I know we agreed on it, but I don't like it.
Like having the WBM over each other?
No, it's just the way it is. It's just like shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that,
especially
no.
Especially like it was
that same. No, that's it, but good stuff.
This one is not too, I think.
Yeah, actually, for FH1 there, the upper right banner side. If I can describe it, it's where you have website and you have your solution. Maybe if we can incorporate maybe a silhouette graphic into that somehow. Is there space to do that? Like, is there code?
Code.
Well, basically, it's that scenario that is graphical as we're supposed to right now.
You want to put a silhouette there?
FH1?
Yeah, FH1, yeah. It's the, it looks like a shopping kind of website.
Yes.
And then the button, yeah.
If you have them.
Okay, yeah. Also, the buttons would need to be just touched up on this page. Be put in. Yeah, basically, pretty prettyed up a bit there. I like the logos, very good. Okay. Did you have each one up there, Al? Are you at the template viewer? Oh, let's turn on the mic in case he doesn't have a
template viewer. I can hardly hear you, but the,
We're sending you our template viewer, so you don't actually have to, there we go. We can scroll through each of the templates. There's a drop down, and then we can just bring it all up. Perfect, it's a great tool we use. Template viewer tool, of course. We should make this quick payment somehow. Like every time we click on the list. It is? No, but you know those websites, but you can click on them, you
might. Oh, wow.
All right, let me know if you got it up there, Al. It's just we want to get your input here on our template viewer. This is actually something we're going to have our prospective clients take a look at. So it's all the pages, all the work that you've done, and Justin as well. It's kind of, I guess, a demo room, really.
It's got to look really nice.
Almost, yeah,
I can hardly hear you, but just tell me which template you're looking at.
Okay, basically, we're looking at the template FH1, but more specifically, actually, I was hoping to get your opinion on our template viewer. We put a link for it into the chat, so if you want to look at FH1, but using our template viewer, it could be a tool that you through all the templates are, you're being worked on right now. In the context of seeing it through that page, does it look good to you? Do you think you'd be impressed on this page? Is there a line?
Yeah, I like this,
I just don't have a notepad. Yeah, I'm reporting, yeah.
Okay, FH1 needs a... He's already heard it, he doesn't need to hear it again.
Okay, that's right, the banner on the right. Okay.
Okay, the image for the top right of FH1 needs to be 223 pixels high by approximately 350 pixels wide. No border, except in the lower right part. A silhouette of a woman or something along those lines would be good. The menu items themselves need to be up to 195 and have to be approximately at 100 pixels high to center properly vertically.
Okay.
For F1, the menu items need to be, again, approximately 100 pixels high, a little bit less, and up to 170 pixels wide. Logo looks good, like the website.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Too? Yeah, no, definitely the menu would be the only kind of one that needs to touch up. Again, with this site, the menu, we could probably leave the menu alone on that one.
No, that other one wasn't done. This one, we don't really need images up there, so that's...
I would say this is pretty much a done deal.
That one's good.
H1 is a done deal.
I'm actually worried about this.
People will try and use it.
No, I'm worried that it's too much like the graphics that they made. It needs to
I think
the colors would be enough, I think.
H1, there's a graphic at the lower right-hand corner of the site, the media player buttons. Anyways, there's a media player button graphic, so we'll have to update that.
You're not listening.
That one's got to be changed, I know.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't look right here, just one this time. Yeah.
No, it was.
It was?
Yeah, the graphics were placed. Yeah, everything's website me now.
Al's been redoing the website me branding. Yeah, that needs more graphical work up here, and this just needs to go like something else.
Yeah.
That looks horrible.
Okay, there's one here. Oh, it's not. This is a very simplistic kind of site. I don't know. It kind of looks.
I don't know.
Oh, I like the arrow side, but okay, the fonts maybe.
Maybe the font. I don't know.
I don't know. I kind of like the. It's maybe
a
shape.
Picture there too, not just text. Like the size of the checkpoint. I mean, like something underneath.
More graphical?
It's missing.
This is HS1 we're just talking about. This is more for my reference as well, too. Okay.
Maybe it could be fixed up top just by making this bigger font stretched more wide.
Yeah, I like that. That maybe could be blown up. This, I would say, is maybe make a broader font.
Maybe even stretching a color might work. It's just with that empty space, it looks weird.
Okay.
And it's amplified by up here. Okay.
I would say, yeah, so again, I'll just do it with that kind of memo. If everything's stretched out to fit the frames, it should look a lot better. We can just try that. I like the rest. It's not clickable? But you have to do that, right?
It's not actually clickable, that's just graphics. This here is graphics too. I think they should be changed. I don't think he put in those graphics, right? Those are the default graphics.
I don't know. Al? HS1, the menu system, did you design the menus there too?
At the bottom. And the side, not the top one.
The bottom and the side.
No, just the
side. Just the side one, sorry.
That frame, Chris